another nightly walk with my dog, and it's dry and it's mild and it's in Glenmire, and his hair is getting longer. He was shorn in the summer. Now he's a Cotton de Tulier, which is a white dog, and the hair falls down on both sides and his ears fall down, so he's different from Westie. His ears don't stick up and his tail's got a lot of hair out of it. But a terrible mistake was made during the summer, and he was shorn, given a number one haircut by somebody in Clare, in Ennistymon, or in Lahinch. And it just hurts me to think about what a awful thing that was. I mean, the dog was almost pink when he had his hair cut. And it's taken however long it is from the beginning of August until now for the hair to grow to anything like the length it really should be all the time. Because Cotton de Tuliers are dogs who ideally shouldn't be cut at all. Just his hair got too matted, and I was a bit careless about it, and let the mats build up, and eventually a groomer wasn't able to deal with it, and that's what happened. But looking at him today, I took a photograph, and he didn't look too bad. I'll attach the photograph to this audio book so you can see what I'm talking about. So yeah, Sunday night. Love Hate is what I've just come from. Love Hate. If you've never seen it, well, I suppose Love Hate is a title that will give you an idea that it must be about strong emotions going 1 minute one way and another minute another way. So I suppose it could be like in and out and up and down, the emotional turmoil of life. Yeah, love. Yeah, love is... Oh no, I'm not going to go down the trap of trying to say what I think love is and what it isn't. And no, I'm not prepared for that. I have nothing. I have nothing exactly in my head or anything. I don't know what I'd come out and say if I talked about love. It's a different matter, of course, talking about love than being in love, in that state where one feels one's in love. And talking about it is a totally different thing. Hate, on the other hand, is a thing I think we all understand right from the very beginning. You know, infants hate not getting fed. The minute they feel overwhelmed by complete hunger, which threatens to annihilate them. Actually, I think, to be truthful, I'm paraphrasing a point of view which made a lot of sense to me a long time ago by a German psychoanalyst whose name, a woman, has gone out of my head this minute. Klein, Melanie Klein, yeah. And that's another story. We don't want to go into Melanie Klein at this moment. It's meant to be an overcast, delightful evening. And I'm faced with 1, 2, 3, 4 bins here. So there's somebody coming to this estate tomorrow morning to empty bins. In fact, there's two more. So at this end of the estate, all the people seem to be signed up to a company which is different than the people around the bit of the estate that I live in. Anyway, there we are. I suppose that's the way things are, you know. People sign up with different people. They decide that, I get a better deal with this crowd. I'll sign up with them. And someone else like me says, well, it's not really worth my while changing supplier just for the sake of a small saving. Although, that's a bit of a parody of what I think these days, because these days I think, get a small saving, let's go for that. Come on, Rocky. The dog is pulling the lead. Oh, I think he's come across another dog's doings. Yes, no. Why is it the dogs are so evidently interested in what other dogs do? I don't know, maybe we humans are too, but have ways of disguising it. So here we are, we've reached the end wall, and this is the wall where it all began, so to speak. What actually happened at this wall was that for a very long time, at the beginning of taking the dog for a walk, he would religiously, every evening I'd take him here, he would lift a leg and pee against the wall. So much so that I began to notice which leg he lifted and wondered if it, all dogs... I seem to remember Bernie Goldbach giving me a little bit of comment about that point. He knows a lot more. Most people know a lot more things about dogs than I do. But anyway, that stopped. And now he goes all the way to the end, just kind of cocks his nose at the wall and turns around and carries on. Now he's really into grass. I'm convinced there are some rabbits around here, and maybe rabbits in the night come and pee all over the place too. Who knows what really happens behind our back when we're asleep. Sleep is, of course, a great thing for that. It'll give plenty of opportunity for recuperation and recovery. Give an opportunity for things to happen, which we don't know anything about. And it'll give us an opportunity to wake up a different person the following day. There we are. Sleep. I guess I am longing for sleep now. Yeah, I've had enough of this being up and about and carrying on. I had a busy day today. A very satisfying day today. I'm thinking of horses. Oh, listen to that. Did you hear that? Fierce dog. Actually, they're not fierce here, really. They're just because they get like that and bark their head off when they're in behind their own gate and have nothing to fear at all. They can be very fierce. You take down the gate and meet them on the road passing by, on the lead or something like that. And so the dog is no trouble at all. None at all there. Unless I met that Doberman that lives just back there. I don't think I'd regard that dog as benign. Anytime. So a little bit of speed now would do me good. I've got really terrible knees, but you don't want to hear about them. But I just get a bit of fresh air. Draw a few. Oh, there's a lady. I'm talking to somebody on the phone. And she has a white dog going the other direction. Oh, yeah, that's a Westie. Oh, look. Oh, yeah. That's a Westie. My goodness, look at that. The Westie looks across here at a cotton detulier. A woman talks into her phone, chatting away. And neither of the two dogs barked. My dog is stopping and looking. I don't think he can really believe his luck that here we were out at night and he saw something that looked like his cousin. I suppose they do look like cousins. The two dogs are just about the same height. Probably even about the same weight, although maybe a Westie would be a little bit heavier than a Cotton Detulier. But the hair is different, I tell you. The hair is definitely different. Come on, Rocky, look, that's a bit of a thrill, isn't it? Yeah, but you didn't bark, you know. Not at all, no barking. That is actually the first time, I think, that I can ever remember being out for a walk at this time of the evening when one of my neighbours, a woman I don't know what house she lives in, and there are only 80 houses here, so I suppose I'm saying to myself, if we had if we had a Facebook page here just for the estate, I'd know who everybody was. Wonder how many of them are on Facebook anyway. That's a recurrent idea, that in small housing estates you could have a nice little Facebook page restricted to people who live here, and we could have little chats about the estate. Anyway, that's just the way the mind works. So this evening I'm going to say goodbye. It's going to be another week, and I wish you all the very best. Look, whenever you listen to this, may you be feeling great form, and may you stay in good form. And whatever happens, keep on breathing. Bye.